August, Year of God, 892. 1. Schooner Blade and Galleon Guardian off Lizard Island, Hanky Sound.
All right, Mr. Nethall, stand by the forward gun. Aye, aye, sir.
Harem Nethall waved acknowledgement from his post on the schooner Blade's foredeck as the fleet, flush-decked privateer swept down upon its intended prey. Captain Eccles Rainier, Blade's master and half-owner, stood by the wheel, brown eyes narrowly intent as he simultaneously watched the wind, the set of his sails, and the Dalaran galleon upon which he had set his sights.
"Let her fall off a quarter point," he growled, and the helmsman nodded. "Aye, Captain," he replied, shifting his well-masticated wad of chew leaf to the other side of his mouth, and Rainier chuckled. It would have been hard to imagine anything less Navy-style than the discipline aboard Blade, but it got the job done. He and his schooner were 7,000 miles from Caris as the Wyvern flew, and better than three times that far as they'd actually sailed. That was a long, long way, but Rainier didn't care. It had taken almost 3 months to make the trip, even for a fast ship like Blade and her three consorts, and he didn't care about that either. No, what Eccles Rainier cared about was that he and his consortium partners had been right all along. It seemed abundantly clear that no one in Dalar had entertained the least suspicion that Carisian privateers would operate so far afield. The four schooners, Blade, Axe, Cutlass, and Dirk, had cut a swath through the totally unwary Dalaran merchant marine for almost a month now, and the expedition's books were looking very, very good.
"How nice of King Ronil to invest all that time and effort into making us rich,"
Rainier thought as his ship went slicing through the water like the very Blade for which she was named.
"Of course, this wasn't exactly what he had in mind. But if you're stupid enough to go swimming with krakens, then you're lucky if all that happens is you get back a bloody stump."
Ronild the Fourth's ambitions to build a merchant marine from scratch were no doubt laudable from a Dalaran viewpoint. Rainier didn't see it that way. His father and one of his uncles had been the master and first mate and joint owners of a Carisian merchant ship which had come calling in the Gulf of Dalar 12 years before and run afoul of a Dalaran war galley in the approaches to Silkia Bay. They hadn't even been headed for a Dalaran port. Their cargo had been bound for a spice merchant in the Grand Duchy of Silkia. But that hadn't mattered.